soup for you.
Why? I like crackers in my soup, Larry. Come on,
not
man.
On your life.
Of course, you recognize that voice. He entertained millions throughout the world, and that is Larry Thomas. He is the soup Nazi, and he is here today celebrating a really awesome soup company. It's called the Original Soup Man, and we are so fortunate. The kind of the co-founder, the gentleman who was the brains, along with your partner Al, who then partnered up with Jamie, and all these partners have come up together with an incredible, and these soups look fantastic and just ready for crackers, Seb. Congratulations.
Well, maybe a nice piece of bread, a hunk of bread, not crackers.
Let me guess, you're not from around here.
New York.
What a shock.
The soup was born in New York.
But it really comes from a rich lineage. I've talked to a number of people that have been up there. They say the soup is through the roof. And basically, when you go in, it's just a bunch of soups.
Al Yeager created soups, and he calls himself citizen of the planet. He made soups and spices from around the world. Thick, hearty chef. You could appreciate what's in them when you taste them. 100% North Atlantic lobster, saffron, spices, deep stuff.
Lobster. We're in the South now.
What's lobster?
Seb Ramada, now you're a founder of this company. And what's really neat about what you and Al do, and we always love to talk about, it's more than just the soup. It's more than, obviously, we all want to make money. You want to make money for your company and everything else. But you guys are so philanthropic. You guys do a lot for the needy, the homeless. You were down here for the Atlanta Soup Kitchen. I mean, you guys are the Atlanta Food Bank. You guys are really awesome.
It's what we've been doing. Al's been doing since 1984, feeding the homeless in New York at the store. They had to follow his rules, too. No one could walk up to the window. They got to wait across the street, but he would feed whoever he could, whoever came by all the time. And now the company has a foundation. Al feeds the Hungry Foundation in his name. And today we donated to Atlanta Food Bank, and we do that around the country.
And you couldn't have hooked up with a greater character. I mean, everything I've read about the man, he is humble, he's entertaining, he's charming. He's got a great character, and I mean,
Jamie's a great guy.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about. You know, I was talking about Larry, were you?
But really,
so this idea came to fruition, and it's got to be exciting to see the soups running off the shelf.
Yeah, it's exciting to see from stovetop to national brand, to have someone like Jamie come in, you know, now to move the soup, you know, across the business and different markets and venues and so on. So it's exciting.
Well, you know, and let's talk about that, because Jamie, you have, first of all, I really, really like this, because your first name, since I'm Irish, ergo the Shamrock Pants, your first name is not Jamie, it is?
Jameson.
I'd like to think you were grandson or great-grandson of the people over in Ireland, but I'm going to go on a limb and say no.
No.
Jamie, let's talk a little bit, because you have carved a niche in the retail market like few have. You've won multitudinous awards. You have multiple degrees. You have really done some amazing things. But how did you get from being the king of putting your feet in tennis shoes or gym shoes to putting your foot in soup?
First of all, I love the soup. And at the beginning and end of this whole conversation, it's all about how good the soup is. And our soup is a little bit like fashion, you know, like our soup is the new black. It resonates, you know, it creates an emotional connection. And I'm here because the product is just so great. And we saw the opportunity, we saw the business where it was, and we see what it could be. And basically, the opportunity is just tremendous for Soup Man.
Well, I mean, what a great spokesperson. I mean, what a great guy to have with you. I mean, I saw several interviews with him, and once you get to meet him, and once you get to meet Larry and get to see him, I mean, Larry, there was a time where that iconic phrase, no soup for you, was a drag. You really didn't like saying it, and you kind of stayed away from it for a while.
I was afraid to say it. I had a very specific reason. I did not want to sound like a bad water cooler impression of myself. You know, I mean, everybody else can do that. So, yeah, for a few years there, I was afraid to say it. But then I got to do the Seinfeld finale, and Larry and Jerry made me say it. And Larry David came up to me and he said, you know, man, you say it the same way you said it 3 years ago. And that was all I needed. Now I yell it at my mother.
I'm glad I'm not in the kitchen when you yell at your mother like that. But it's been a tremendous career for you, and you love cooking. And you and Chef Matt are going to pair up here in just a second. But you also have a cookbook.
Yes, I do.
And you know, this is what we have to have a discussion about, okay? Now, I love the name of the cookbook, but it's just, I wrote it down. Here it is. Now, Confessions of a Soup Nazi, An Adventure in Acting and Cooking. Okay, okay. Blair. You know, we can call each other friends now.
Yes, sure.
Yeah. Listen, no book for you! Too long on the title,
good,
man. I've been practicing.
I wanted to call it An Adventure in Acting and Cooking.
Yes.
Because that's what it is. But, you know, my publisher just said, yeah, if you don't have Soup Nazi in there, no one's going to buy your book. So
I see. I disagree. I think you've got that manly good look, a souply good look, a cooking good look about you.
How could you be mad at this guy when he says such lovely, wonderful things?
See me in a Speedo and you'll see exactly how easy it is to hate me.
Okay.
But anyway, so...
I'm gonna get that out of my head.
Yeah, well, now that you're ruined, the rest of your day is gone. But now I'm going to turn you on to a guy that really has a great flair in the kitchen. He is Chef Matt South. He is the cook here. He is the cook, chief, and bottle washer. He doesn't do much bottle washing. He has his staff do that because he's kind of up there now. You know, he's the manager. But Chef Matt, Chef Larry, go at it. Help him out, Larry.
What are we doing?
All right, so we are doing a blackened salmon panini with a sriracha aioli. So I'll get the pan hot here.
These are all my favorite things.
I've got olive oil here. I've got this here, so if you want to sear it off, and I've got a 400-degree oven over here that you can put the pan right into,
okay,
and then we'll put it all together once I'll do the aioli, and we've got the bacon here for it as well and the arugula.
So do you want to talk about how you seasoned the salmon?
So I used, I make my own Emeril's Essence. I spent a number of years working for Emeril Lagasse. Here, so we put it on absolutely everything and would make giant bus tubs full of it at a time. So
you do have Chef and the Fat Man's Zesty Love Rub.
I do have Chef and the Fat Man's Zesty Love Rub.
Are you out of it?
I do need more of it.
Yes. I was going to say, obviously, that's why you're using Emeril's.
That's why I'm not using yours.
Yes, there we go. I knew that was it. I wanted to give some for Larry, but fortunately, we're out of it. Listen to that sound, my friends. That's a sound you don't hear on any other station. It is the sounds of real cooking. It's the sounds you only hear right here on Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, with the live radio cooking show in the world, which takes you and yours on that weekly Theater of the Mind culinary adventure, Chef and the Fat Man.
But that's the lawnmower outside mowing the lawn.
Hey, Lair, shush. Help us out here. Work with us, brother. Come on. Now, you just flipped the salmon. A nice flip, by the way, a very manly flip. And we got...
going to sear it on the outside, right?
Yeah, we just want to sear it on the outside, and then we'll pop it in the 400-degree oven.
My friends, you can't believe we've got the Soup Man soups right here where people can come up and sample these incredible soups. We got the Soup Nazi Larry over there kind of putting a nice edge on the salmon. We got Matt drizzling. We got the Fat Man drilling. We got all that excitement right here at the warehouse in fashionable East Cobb. For all of you in the audience, if you want to come up and try the soups, help yourself. Have a cookie. Have what's left of the caramelized goat cheese and bacon pochetta. Oh, I'm telling you guys, this is exciting. Now, for Larry, when you first got into town, where's the first? I mean, you've been busy. Where do you go after this?
After this, we're going to Kroger in Decatur on Decatur Road. And from 2 to 5, we're just going to, you know, people are going to be there sampling our soups. And I'm just going to be yelling at people and doing photo ops with people. So people should really come down.
When are you guys leaving?
To try the soup.
When are you guys leaving town?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, it's man, I wanted to get you guys up there for a cigar and a fine, if not a cigar, a fine scotch or a fine bourbon or something like that. I see everybody nodding their heads, but you guys had to ruin it all by being busy.
Sounds like fun. I think we're seared, Matt. I think we're seared here.
We're seared?
Should we turn off the heat?
We can turn off the heat. We got a lot of heat on that burner. That's the Wolf Walk burner. So
the who?
Wolf Walk burner.
Wolf Walk
burner. We do sell Wolf appliances here as well.
Yes, we do. Because it's all about food, it's all about fun, it's all about celebrating the good life. We have the Soup Nazi, the famous Larry Thomas is in town. He's here. We got Jamie, the amazing CEO, and Seb, the founder of this awesome soup. And I'll bet you, if you're real nice, they will even give you one of the original Soup Man boxes signed. And I'll tell you what, if you give $5, you'll get two, and that money goes to the charity. So if you'd like two signed boxes, they will, all three will sign it, and the money will go to help feed homeless and needy people, because that's what Seb and Al and Jamie and Larry are all about. It's all about food, fun, celebrating the good life, and of course, we're celebrating right here at the Fashionable Cooks Warehouse. We got Matt, who just turned off the lawnmower, a.k.a. the incredible blender. Did you drizzle enough?
I drizzled enough.
I love it when you drizzle all over the place. Enough. It's about food. It's about fun. It's about celebrating the good life. We're with the incredible Soup Man crew right here at Chef's. Extraordinary place to hang out, the Cook's Warehouse, man. If you ain't here, you ain't cool.